This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday approved a plan that will charge municipalities 3% of the tax value on every tax bill serviced by the county for municipalities. County Manager Eddie Madden said Whiteville and Tabor City had offered to pay a flat fee, but all other towns in the county had agreed to a rate of 2.5%. Commissioners, however, voted for the higher rate, which is consistent with neighboring counties. If all local towns and cities sign on to the plan, it will generate $166,000 a year for the county. Look for more on this story on our website. Commissioners will hold a budget workshop May 19th to discuss a multi-million dollar gap between budget requests and budget cuts instructed by the commissioners. County Manager Eddie Madden told the board Monday that the difference has been cut to $9 million from the original $23 million difference. He noted that while the county must pass its budget by June 30th, a minimum of a draft budget must be reviewed by the local government commission by May 19th. Ariana Sinclair was jailed Friday after leading law enforcement from four agencies on a chase from Whiteville to Evergreen. Sinclair allegedly fled a traffic stop by Whiteville police, heading through Chavern to Evergreen, then back to Chavern. Sinclair had outstanding warrants from Lumberton and Whiteville, and her passenger, Malik Wilder, was wanted for the April 13th shooting at Functions in Whiteville. Two juveniles in the car were uninjured. They were turned over to their guardians. Sinclair was charged with kidnapping as well as multiple traffic violations and resisting an officer. The couple faced charges from Whiteville, Chavern, and the Sheriff's Office. Look for more on this story on our website. A fugitive with a penchant for running was hiding behind a rack of clothes in an Evergreen home when he was arrested Thursday. Dustin Long was wanted on outstanding warrants for indecent liberties with a minor. In this case, it was an 11-year-old female. Now, Sheila Todd, who also lives in the home, allegedly told deputies that Long was not there. She spent about 10 minutes helping him to hide, according to the report, then let deputies inside where they found him. Todd was charged with harboring a fugitive. Long was held under $301,500 secured bond on charges of indecent liberties, resisting an officer, and failure to appear. A Chavern woman will spend 78 to 106 months in prison on drug charges. Jacqueline Spivey, age 68, has been arrested multiple times by the Sheriff's Office on drug charges. She was sentenced as a habitual felon in Superior Court Monday after an undercover investigation in July sent her back to jail. Spivey was selling drugs from her home at the time, and she was also smuggling drugs into the jail while she was serving her sentence and allegedly selling them there. The Annie Catherine Pridgen Community Development Foundation and the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market food distribution Saturday starting at 9 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. That's located at 6224 Chavern Highway. There are no residency, income, or ID requirements. Please bring your own bags and boxes. See the store on our website for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.